Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back with me Amanda. Today I'm going to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our terrestrial program. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you beginning from news, commentary and other interesting information as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. Delegation of ASEAN Institute for Peace and Reconciliation ASEAN IPR visit Switzerland. Coordinating Economic Affairs Minister Darmin Nasution visit Mechelen to bolster coffee export. Now the news in detail. Delegation of ASEAN Institute for Peace and Reconciliation ASEAN IPR paid a word visit to Switzerland to exchange experience about the strategies and facilities of peace and reconciliation of Switzerland government. Based on the press statement of the Indonesian embassy in Bern, received by Antara News Agency in Jakarta on Sunday, in the visitation which was held from June 12 to 14, 2019, the ASEAN IPR delegation also intended to explore cooperation with one of the renowned conflict mediation institutions in Switzerland, called Swiss Peace. Indonesian Ambassador in Berlin, Mulyaman Haddad, representing the ASEAN Committee in Bern, affirmed his support for ASEAN IPR to learn from the experiences of Switzerland government in facilitating conflict mediation, since ASEAN IPR is still considered a new institution of ASEAN. In addition to discussing conflict mediation strategies, the delegation of ASEAN IPR also held a meeting with a number of parties and reputable institutions in the field of conflict mediation and reconciliation, such as Swiss Peace and ICRC. Indonesia Minister of Coordinated Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, paid a visit to Mechelen, France, and met with Mayor of Mechelen, Jean-Claude Codin, recently. Indonesian Consulate General in Mechelen, Asianto Sinambela, in his press release received by Antara News Agency in London on Sunday, stated that Minister Darmin Nasution also visited Henry Blunt Coffee Industry Center on Friday. The work visit to Mechelen is one of the series of Minister Darmin's work visit after visiting Grace City to promote and strengthen economic cooperation with Southern France government. Minister Darmin remarked that the support of Mechelen Mayor is essential to bolster the trade cooperation between Mechelen and Indonesia, especially for the coffee commodity. Minister Darmin also perceived the great potential of Indonesian young generation who pursue their education in Mechelen, as France is known for its excellence in several fields such as coffee processing and parfum production. Meanwhile, Mayor Jean-Claude Codin cordially welcome Indonesian willingness to intensify bilateral cooperation with Southern France government. The Indonesian Minister of State on Enterprises, responsible ethic as a provider, has stand amounting to 385 million rupiah for the victim of flood in North Konawe, Southeast Sulawesi. Deputy of Business Infrastructure First at the State Owned Enterprise Ministry, Hambra Samuel, said that PT Pertamina acts as the coordinator of the assistance distribution for the victims of North Konawe flood so that the donation could be given effectively and efficiently. In his press release received in Jakarta on Sunday, Hambra explained that in addition to providing assistance, the state-owned enterprises ministry also establishes emergency posts in the area. As quoted by Antara News Agency, the flood inundated North Konawe on June 1st until 2nd, 2019, due to heavy rain with a high intensity. According to data of the Regional Disaster Mitigation Agency of the North Konawe, the number of refugees have reached more than 7,513 people, Meanwhile, 202 units of houses were damaged due to the flood. This news is coming to you from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Economists from Institute for Development and Economics and Finance, INDED, Bima Yudhistira, said that the government could not only rely on consumption to bolster the growth of economy about 5.1%. The government also must encourage the contribution of manufacturing sectors and industry investment to accomplish the target, since consumption sector still encounters several complexities such as sluggish consumption and low-price commodities. This was stated by Bima Yudhistira, quoted by Republic on Sunday. Bima pointed out that the government must encourage productive sectors. Furthermore, he stated that the service sector would inevitably grow higher. However, it must be supported by the government's policy. Previously, Governor Bank Indonesia Peri Warjio expressed his optimism that the prospect of domestic economy in 2020 would be better. Indonesia Minister of State Apparatus Empowerment and Bureaucratic Reform Saprudin called on all business actors joining the Saudagar Bugis Makassar or Bugis Makassar Traders Community to develop the potential of Sub-Sulawesi tourism by incorporating local wisdom and the advancement of technology. Minister Saprudin remarked the opening of the 10th Saudagar Bugis Makassar meeting in Makassar, Sulawesi on Sunday, called on Bugis Makassar employers to develop tourism sector in South Sulawesi by utilizing its local wisdom to enhance foreign exchange reserves and bolster a sustainable economy. He took, for example, of Saudi Arabia, which does not rely on oil industry anymore to gain his income, and the country also has initiated the Neon Mega Project as a future city and tourism destination to boost its foreign exchange reserves. Moreover, Minister Saprudin believed that Indonesia could also develop religious tourism. Head of West Kalimantan Representative Office of Bank Indonesia, Prijono, said that the export products to be transmitted through border checkpoints or border areas must have additional value. Therefore, the products could provide significant impact. In Pontianak on Sunday, he mentioned that at least the products to be exported must be semi-processed, or it would be better to be processed goods, so that the products could have additional value for the consumer in West Kalimantan. Prijono positively welcomed the export and import of commodities from Kalimantan to Malaysia, or reversely from Antikon border checkpoint. In Malaysia, even though the export activity through the border checkpoint is still limited, Prijono pointed out that the presence of export and import routes would affect the growth of national economy. The last item, Indonesia Minister of Education and Culture Muhajir Effendi officially inaugurated the festival and the 7th National World Meeting of Indonesian Heritage City Network, as well as Development Expo, which was held to commemorate the 379th anniversary of Amlapura City, Karanghasan Regency, Bali on Sunday night. Minister Muhajir Effendi remarked about the importance of preserving heritage city for the prosperity of society. He also said that currently there are many countries which are not concerned with the preservation of local heritages, and even they opt to ruin the buildings. He called on people not to abandon local heritage in Indonesia, especially in Karanghasan Bali, and replace the heritages with modern buildings, for example, shopping centers. Karanghasan Regency has abandoned natural and cultural heritages, upholding super historic values. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for today's commentary, we will present information about preserving cultural heritage through Bali Arts Festival. It will be presented by Rahmana.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Preserving Cultural Heritage Through Bali Arts Festival. While listener who doesn't know Bali, the island known as the Island of Gods, has indeed been famous for its beauty throughout the world for a long time, even since the Dutch colonial era. Bali is famous not only for its natural beauty and beaches, but also for its culture and arts. Almost all types of art are on this island, ranging from dance, sculpture, to the art of music. The richness of culture and art needs to be preserved amid the current flow of modernization and globalization. One of the efforts made is by organizing the Bali Art Festival, an annual event that has been held since 1979. The Bali Art Festival, or abbreviated as VKB, is an annual parade or art festival initiated by the Bali provincial government. This activity is also used as a forum for the activities or creativities of artists in the bid to support the government's programs in terms of excavation, preservation, and development of Balinese artistic values. The Bali Art Festival was held for the first time in 1979. In the history of this Bali's art event in general, it is always opened by high-ranking state officials. This year's Bali Art Festival was opened by Indonesian President Joko Widodo at Bali's People's Struggle Monument, Niti Mandala Reno in Denpasar, Bali. The art festival is held on June 15th, July 13, 2019, is attended by 41 participants consisting of 9 participants from regions or cities in Bali, 21 participants from outside the region, and 11 overseas participants. The 11th foreign participants include the People's Republic of China, Japan, India, Singapore, and the United States. There are 7 main agendas in the 2019 Bali Art Festival. They are parades, competition, performances, workshop, exhibition. The Bali Art Festival is also a medium to preserve cultures such as Cangir Kedaton dance that has existed since 1906. Cangir Kedaton is also known as the Cangir Sesunggungan Krama Banjar Kedaton. The dance is one of the asset and cultural heritage of Denpasar. Through 41 years of history, the Bali Art Festival has become a medium to rediscover and preserve the unique and famous Balinese arts and culture while enhancing the welfare of its people. It is aimed at exploring and preserving cultural arts and improving people's welfare. The preservation of cultural arts include philosophy, noble and universal values, basic concepts, cultural heritage, both objects or non-objects of high historical value, science and art as a representation of civilization, and the development of art through creation, innovation, cultural adaptation, with the hope that it will remain alive and sustainable in the context of changing times and situation. Hopefully, the authenticity, wisdom, and philosophy of Bali will continue to be preserved and to grow as well as to spread throughout the world. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we will give you more information about historic events which happened on 17th of June in our program Today in History.
Hari ini dalam sejarah.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on June 17, 1959 when Abdul Muiz passed away. Abdul Muiz is an Indonesian literature and journalist. His last education was in Stovia, which is now known as Medical Faculty of University of Indonesia in Jakarta. Although he was not graduated, Abdul Muiz had ever become a journalist at the Dutch newspaper Priyanga Bodhi and Racha magazine led by Haji Agus Salim in Bandung, West Java. He had ever become an editor-in-chief of Kaum Muda before establishing Kaum Kita newspaper in 1924. After Indonesian independence, Abdul Muiz also assisted to establish Priangan Struggle United. He had written many literature works such as Salah Asuhan, Pertemuan Jodoh, Surapati, and Robert Anak Surapati. Salah Asuhan is Abdul Muiz's masterpiece, which is well known. He passed away in Bandung, West Java on June 17, 1959, at the age of 75 years old, and to be confirmed as national hero by the first president of Indonesia, Sukarno, on August 23, 1959. The next event is that in 1950, the first surgery of kidney transplantation was conducted in Chicago. The first kidney transplantation was carried out in Chicago for the first time on June 17, 1950, to a patient named Ruth Tucker, aged 44 years old. The transplantation had obstacle because it occurred rejection by Ruth's body. Kidney transplantation is carried out with kidney replacement therapy, which involves kidney transplants from living or dead people to people in need. The kidney transplantation becomes an optional therapy for most patients with kidney failure and kidney disease in last stadium. The kidney transplantation becomes a choice to improve the patient's life quality. The last event is on commemoration of the day to fight desertification and world drought. The World Fighting Desertification Day is commemorated on June 17th, a momentum to raise public awareness related to international cooperation to fight against desertification and the effects of drought. Since 1994, the United Nations General Assembly had issued General Assembly Resolution A/Res/49/115, which stipulates June 17th as the day to fight desertification and world drought. The commemoration is to enhance public awareness in tackling land degradation and drought in countries that experience drought or serious desertification, especially in Africa. Listener, that was Today in History.
Hari ini dalam sejarah.
Hatimu untukku, kau berjanji.
That was a song entitled Rangkaian Kata, song by Gita Gutawa. Listener, you still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we will give you more information about the latest issue in Indonesia on our topic, My Indonesia. Today's segment, My Indonesia, will present information about the Indonesian companies that are listed on the Forbes magazine. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you in our regular program, My Indonesia. Well, for the topic today of My Indonesia is for Indonesian state-owned companies and their Forbes World Largest List of Public Companies. Four Indonesian state-owned companies had been included in the list of the largest public companies in the world in 2019, released by Forbes, a U.S. economic magazine. They are PT Bank Rakyat Indonesia, PT Bank Mandiri, PT Telekomunikasi Indonesia, and PT Bank Negara Indonesia. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said in Jakarta on Tuesday that the international recognition and appreciation of the performance of Indonesian state-owned companies was a fruit of their seriousness in realizing a long-term vision as a service provider and having the best performance. She was very proud of the Forbes ranking, which shows Indonesian state-owned companies to have a strong competitiveness with other top global companies. Forbes released a list of 2,000 largest global public companies in the world in 2019. Selected companies are spread in 61 countries, with the criteria of largest global public companies that refer to the size of market capitalization, sales or income, profits and assets in 2018. In the list, PT Bank Rakyat Indonesia occupies in the position of 363. Meanwhile, Bank Mandiri is 481 and PT Telkom Indonesia 747 and Bank Negara Indonesia is 835. Minister Rini Sumarno emphasized that the international recognition and appreciation of the performance of these state-owned companies were inseparable from their performance that were getting stronger. Thanks to the hard work and synergy built through the vision of Indonesian state-owned companies, one nation, one vision, one family, to excellence. According to Minister Rini Sumarno, deposit performance will be safeguarded and increased so that they can continue to serve the country, becoming agents of development that focus on improving people's welfare. She added that her ministry is committed to always improving the performance and service of all state-owned companies. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Sahabat sejatiku, hilangkah dari ingatanmu di hari kita saling berbagi. Dengan kotak sejuta mimpi, aku datang menghampirimu. Ku perlihatkan semua hartaku. Kita selalu berpendapat kita ini yang terhebat. Kesombongan di masa muda yang indah. Aku raja, kau pun raja. Aku hitam, kau pun hitam. Arti teman lebih dari sekedar materi. Pegang pundakku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Bila ku mulai lelah, lelah dan tak bersinar, yeah. Remas sayapku, jangan pernah lepaskan. Aku ingin terbang, terbang meninggalkanmu, yeah. Oh, yeah. Ku selalu menanyakanmu, kau pun selalu menyanjungku. Aku dan kamu darah abadi. Demi bermain bersama, kita duakan segalanya.
tinggalkanmu. Pikirkan ujung perjalanan ini, tak usah kita pikirkan ujung perjalanan ini, tak usah kita pikirkan ujung perjalanan ini.
Of Indonesia.
That was the second song entitled Sahabat Sejati or True Friend, sung by Soul Vibe. Listener, you're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. If you have any curiosity about Indonesian culture, wonderful tourism attractions in Indonesia, and also various kinds of traditions in the Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to our segment Indonesian Wonder. For today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we will present information about Sangkulirang Mangkalihat Karst in East Kalimantan. Have a nice listening. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will introduce you Sangkulirang Mangkalihat Karst in East Kalimantan. Stay tuned! Sangkulirang Mangkalihat Karst is located in East Kutai, East Kalimantan. Like other karst areas, the location of Sangkulirang Mangkalihat is surrounded by steep walls, underground cave with exotic natural carved and green hills. The beauty of giant karst group extends from East Kutai Regency to Berau Regency. There are tons of caves at Sangkulirang Mangkalihat Karst Complex, which are rich of prehistorical heritages. The karst complex reaches 1.8 billion hectares. The complex has 550,000 hectares of the main ecosystem area. According to the research, the karst complex gives information on traces of ancient human beings, which can be seen from hands paintings, boat pictures, and paintings of various kinds of animal on the walls, and people say it has existed since around 10,000 years before century. When being explored, Sangkulirang Mangkalihat Karst Complex has some parts on tons of caves which have long valley with natural ornament and amazing stalactite and stalagmite. If you depart from Samarinda, the capital city of East Kalimantan, it takes around 8 to 9 hours by land transportation. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
tersirat dalam angan tuk tak pernah terjadi pertemuan manis itu.
Kini rasaku pun berucap, jelas aku tak ingin lagi melihatmu. Kini semua terlalu pekat untuk dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah usai. Dikenang dalam angan. Lama coba berjalan, nyata tak satu tujuan. Janji-janji bersama menghilang seketika. Lama coba bertahan, benar aku masih cinta, namun bukan begini adanya. Biarlah jalanku, ku pun kan terus melaju.
Ku lepaskan, tak bertahan, walau luka tetap nyata.
There was the third song entitled Pekat, sung by Yura Yunita and Reza Rahardian. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will take you to learn Indonesian language in our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. For today's topic of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, we will present you a topic about He Hasn't Come Home Yet. Have a nice listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency and the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is He hasn't come home yet, right? Or, dia belum pulang ya? Next is a conversation about dia belum pulang ya? Or, he hasn't come home yet, right? Tony and Enda are talking about work.
Mas Joko belum pulang ya?
Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya.
Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manajer.
After into the conversation. Now, I'll introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Mas Joko belum pulang ya? Mas Joko belum pulang ya? Which means, Mas Joko hasn't come home yet, right? Dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. Dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. Which means, he said there is a meeting at his office. Kantor. Which means, office. Manager. Which means, manager. Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manager. Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manager. Which means, he always busy since being a manager. Kamu orang Amerika ya? Kamu orang Amerika ya? Which means, you are an American, right? Minggu depan. Minggu depan. Which means, next week. Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? Which means, you work at a foreign company, right? Dosen. Dosen. Lecturer. Istirahat. Istirahat. To take a rest. Kuliah. Kuliah. To lecture. If you know something but you want to make sure, you can use the word ya at the end of sentence, like at the dialogue between Enda and Tony. Enda said, Joko belum pulang ya? She knows or just makes sure that Joko hasn't come home yet. She asks Tony and makes sure about it. Other examples, kamu orang Amerika ya? Kamu orang Amerika ya? Which means, you are an American, right? Kamu akan ke Indonesia minggu depan ya? Kamu akan ke Indonesia minggu depan ya? Which means, you will go to Indonesia next week, right? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? Kamu bekerja di perusahaan asing ya? Which means, you work at foreign company, right? The sentences are only used as a conversation. Next, let's follow to the next examples. Joko belum pulang ya? Which means, Joko hasn't come home yet, right? Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya. Which means, yes, he said there is a meeting at his office. An expression dia bilang for indirect sentence is usually used in informal conversation. For example, Tony bilang dia bekerja sebagai teller di bank. Which means, Tony said that he works as a teller at the bank. Dinda bilang dia ingin jadi dosen. Which means, Dinda said that she wants to be a lecturer. Now, let's follow other examples of sentences for formal conversation. Atasan saya mengatakan, saya harus kuliah lagi. Atasan saya mengatakan, saya harus kuliah lagi. Which means, my boss suggested I have to continue my study. Dokter mengatakan bahwa saya harus istirahat. Dokter mengatakan bahwa saya harus istirahat. Which means, the doctor suggested that I must take a rest. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mas Joko belum pulang ya?
Ya, dia bilang ada rapat di kantornya.
Dia selalu sibuk sejak menjadi manajer.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Dari yang sudah-sudah, cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengaruh. Bersandar menikmati bintang berpijar sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Yang aku lihat terang, yang ku lihat masa depan. Hangat dalam dekapan, aku merasa sedang ku sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar. Kapalku telah bersaung, aku tak ingin jauh. Padamulah aku akan berlabuh. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar. Hanya kaulah arti rumah.
There was a song entitled Mercusuar or Lighthouse sung by Kunto Aji.
Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. And for the next segment, we will give you more information about Indonesian music. For today's edition, we will present you a keroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present you a song entitled Cinta Kita. The song Cinta Kita was originally composed in pop rock genre and popularized by Indonesian lady rocker Inka Christie, featuring Amy Search from Malaysia in 1991. Then the song is recycled by Hetty Kus Endang in modern keroncong genre. The song Cinta Kita tells about feeling of love of a couple lover who always want to be together forever. By using parable, the composer wants to describe the power of love of the couple lover. Listener, let's listen to the song Cinta Kita by Hetty Kus Endang. Enjoy the song.
Demi cintaku padamu, kemana pun ikut denganmu, walaupun harus ku terjang lautan bara.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. Today we present you a song entitled Cinta Kita. The song Cinta Kita was originally composed in pop rock genre and popularized by Indonesian lady rocker Inka Christy, featuring Amy Search from Malaysia in 1991. Then the song is recycled by Hetty Kus Endang in modern kroncong genre. The song Cinta Kita tells about feeling of love of a couple lover who always want to be together forever. By using parable, the composer wants to describe the power of love of the couple lover. Listener, let's listen to the song Cinta Kita by Hetty Kus Endang. Enjoy the song.
Demi cintaku padamu, kemanapun ikut denganmu, walaupun harus ku terjang lautan bara.
Bulan madu di atas.